great to have the mayor in the hot seat. How are you, Jason?
I'm very well, David. How are you? Good to see you.
I'm not too bad. Extensions. I'll just try that again.
Yes,
opening up, having a chance to get out and about a little bit more nowadays.
Look, I think it's been really an interesting process to go through. Our second year of COVID, it really probably puts people on the back foot in a business sense, but also in a private sense. But there's really, for a lot of councils, particularly in the rural areas of Victoria, just applying that little bit of pressure to Melbourne to say, if we haven't had a case, let's get treated differently. And that's happened. You know, some might think it's a little bit slow, but if we hadn't have put the pressure, it probably mightn't have occurred.
It is a little bit slow because we just want to get back to it.
Yeah, I fully agree with that. But, from a medical point of view, people that I know that deal with, if an infection breaks out, we want to be prepared and do everything we can to stop the virus going ahead, and that's the balance. How do you give people that little bit of freedom but respect what's going on in the background? I think you look at other countries in the world with lesser health services and medical facilities that they're not doing very well at all.
That's true.
But that's the balance, and that's the difficulty of being a politician at any level, Dave.
So. I was going to say, of course, there's the political stick right there. Thanks for that, man.
Look, I think it's interesting too, rather than being domineering or dictating, is you offer people both sides of that story, and people will make up their own mind, and that's you try to be as genuine as you can about that.
Now it is tough out and about events. It's been very, very tough when it comes to events, of course, and there is an extension of the Events Recovery Grants funding.
Mildura Rural City Council have extended the Events Recovery Grants program for 6 months. The Events Recovery Grants program was created to help reinvigorate the region's event calendar by providing funding support to make it easier for event organisers to get underway and get going again. It was due to finish last Friday, but has been extended to next January, which is absolutely fantastic.
Excellent.
And the extension was introduced as a result of the more stable events environment before the recent lockdown. So we're just really trying to tap in to give people that opportunity. And I think the larger community events can apply for up to 5,000, the small community events up to 2,500. And live entertainment, you can get $500. So jump on the Mildura Rural City Council website and have a look. And if you think you've got an event or your sporting body or your club wants to do it, jump on the paper, get onto the paperwork and see how you go.
We do it so well here in Sunraysia too.
I think so. Across the board, there's so many. I was at a Rotary meeting last night, Mildura Rotary, and it was their 50th anniversary. It was lovely to be invited. And they were talking about the amount of exchange students that they've supported, that they've sent and then they've received, the amount of funds that they've collected over a 50-year period and distributed into the community. We have a great ability for the community to rally around and do what they do well. And that's across the board, sporting, social, musical, whatever. Everybody's chipping in.
Yeah, true. Hey, look, renewable energy has been in the news recently. Last time we talked, actually, we were talking about this, the swimming pools. How did we go with the swimming pools?
We went really, really well. Redcliffe Synodium were updated with 10-kilowatt systems last year, and now Murbean's just had a 10-kilowatt system put on.
All solar, love it.
All solar, which is absolutely fantastic. So, Australia is the biggest uptakers of on-roof PVs in the world, which is quite phenomenal. And Mildura Rural City Council have 600 kilowatts of PV on all its buildings throughout the whole municipality, the whole 22,000 square kilometres, and that just reduces energy costs phenomenally. So we are up there. And the other one, I went to Melbourne to be a part of this as I was on the board of the Central Victorian Greenhouse Alliance, and they were very much a part of putting together the Victorian Energy Collaboration. So 49 councils have got together, 49 or 47, somewhere in the high 40s, have got together, and they buy all their energy either from the Snowy River system or two wind farms in the southwest. So it's all, we buy all our energy from renewable areas.
What's it down near Ballarat?
Murrawarra is near Mortlake.
Oh, yes.
And the other one, I can't remember the name of it, is just north of Horsham.
Okay.
So if you're coming out of Horsham to your west, it's over on your western side, and it's quite phenomenal. And and the other one was RayGen has announced its plans for a multi-million dollar solar hydro plant out at Carwarp.
Yeah, that's very, very exciting.
Mm, and that just, I'm not quite in tune with the technology, but it's an ability to heat something up all day and then have that energy spin a turbine overnight, so you can have energy generated both day and night. So solar in the day, turbine overnight, and all of a sudden that intermittent issue that gets put to bed.
I'll just point it out before that you're a politician.
Mm-hmm.
You're a politician. You're not a techie. All right, just leave it.
That's why you're sitting in front of the panels. The other thing is, the iterations of solar and solar matched with something else is quite phenomenal.
It happened, it goes ahead in leaps and bounds. Yeah. The technology is phenomenal.
Well, the Hornsdale battery in South Australia, the Tesla, is the one that is phenomenal for me, because that leveled out the grid and it paid for itself in less than 2 years. And it just, the accessibility. So our big solar farms curtail because the grid hasn't been upgraded. So if we had strategically placed smaller batteries, we'd be able to capitalize on that too. And
I
think the Victorian government, with its renewable energy zones, its RESs, they're starting to look at places where lots of renewables have been generated to make it a little bit cheaper for us to buy back close by, so you're not transporting it all over the state.
Makes sense. Look, also, just quickly, combustible or the compostable, it's a really tough word to get out.
Compostable yeah.
bags, the bags that go in the little caddies there in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Now, the rollout is coming up very, very soon, but you've got expressions of interest, or you've got an expression of interest out there.
Yeah, the expression.
Community groups?
Yes, we're inviting sporting groups and non-for-profit groups from all over the municipality to have a chance to be involved to raise funds, receiving $2 for every roll of compostable bags they deliver. The bags will be delivered to 26,000 households throughout the municipality, and that tied in with our green waste and the new bin system to give our landfill a little bit more longevity, which just lowers the cost of our landfill over the lifetime of it. So it just ties in with that whole new process of product stewardship and making sure that if you're creating waste, you want to get it to the right spot, so that's not going to cost
too
much
damage. How long away is that?
The
bags, the expression of interest, how long?
The EOIs are open until 2 p.m. this Friday. Once we've finalised which groups will be involved in the rollout, it'll be put out through August. So jump online, Mildura Rural City Council's website, and have a look. And if your community group or sporting group are interested, just let us know.
Get into it right now, though.
Yes, it's not too long. What's today, Wednesday?
It is, yeah. It's a long weekend, really messes up the working
week. It does, that long weekend does throw it around a little bit.
So. Look, always great to catch up with you. We'll probably do this again next Wednesday, I guess.
Next, probably.
Again, now I can't remember what day it is.
Sorry, I've laid that in your head, Dave. Really happy to be invited in, mate. Thanks for the chat.
Thank you. That's your Mayor on the Air.